CSISD Director of Communications Chuck Glenwinkle. Now, Chuck, it was announced today with the two new mascots and colors are going to be for A&M Consolidated Middle School as well as College Station Middle School. And then, of course, with the new Welborn Middle School coming in next year, it's going to be the Welborn Warhawks. But as far as the decision-making and everything else that went into this, I know it was a long, lengthy process you guys went through.
Yeah, it was. It was a process. It was a good process, though. We had the right people involved in the process. You know, it started out before the holiday break back in the fall after the board made the decision to go ahead and create individual identities for our middle school campuses that didn't reflect exactly our two comprehensive high school campuses. And that process started with the staffs getting together and developing five different options as far as mascots go and color combinations. Following the holiday break, I met with both principals from the two campuses, and we narrowed those choices down to a couple for each mascots and colors, just to make sure that the vote wouldn't turn out to be the same thing for one of the two campuses. So we put some safety measures in place with the weeding out process to make absolutely sure that they wouldn't be the same colors or the same actual mascot. And then the students voted, and the results are what you see. A&M Consolidated Middle School is going to be black and silver and be the Bobcats, and College Station Middle School is going to be royal blue and silver and be the Knights.
And obviously with no students at Welborn Middle School right now, how was it decided on that?
That was decided administratively.
Okay. Gotcha. And how much you talked about as far as getting some feedback from the students, them being able to vote, how big was that to the administration, you guys being able to put that forward for them?
Well, I think it was very important for not only the students but also the staffs at the schools to have buy-in and a say in the process. And, Mr. Hadnott talked about it just a while ago during the presentation he gave at the board meeting, how excited his staff was. And I know they were excited at A&M Consolidated Middle School as well. It's an opportunity as we move from two middle schools to three middle schools for all three of them to get a fresh start and a fresh new look. And it'll pay dividends for the school district moving forward in the future.
Probably should have started with this, but a little bit of the background is that you're going to be having students, say, at A&M Consolidated Middle School. Some of them will be going on to Consolidated. Some of them will be going on to College Station High. And so basically if you've got the same exact mascot, same color scheme at A&M Consolidated and then A&M Consolidated Middle School and then A&M Consolidated High School, some of those students will be going from being Tigers to being Cougars. In order to kind of make, I guess, even the playing field, so to speak, you guys decided to do this.
Yeah, again, it was all about creating individual identities at the middle schools, and that's what we did with this process, creating new logos and a new color scheme. And, you know, it really has been a fresh start as we move from two middle schools to three middle schools and three middle schools that all three feet into two comprehensive high schools. And so that was the idea behind it. The plan went as we expected it to go, and I think the results are really good. I think the logos look really good. I think the color schemes are good, and the students and staffs are excited about it.
And one last thing is, you guys get to the fun part now where you get to start implementing these things. How soon can we expect the middle schools to start changing? Summertime?
Yeah, I think over the summer, you know, as far as uniforms and those sorts of things, you'll see those starting next school year.
Awesome. Chuck Glenwinkle, thank you.
You bet.